Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Sue Hunt, and she is president of the Atlantic Community School Foundation. Good morning to you, Sue.
Good morning. It's nice to be here.
Thank you, Sue. Now, this organization has been around for longer than I realized, but let's start with the background. What's the mission? Give us some background about the foundation.
Okay. Well, the mission of the foundation is to raise funds to foster, promote, and encourage the furthering of public education programs for which state and federal funding are not available. We say we are the ones that provide the enrichment activities for our students.
Okay. Sometimes those federal state guidelines, they're pretty non-inclusive sometimes, things that are kind of outside the box that would be really good. Who decides? I mean, are these teacher requests? Who kind of decides where that money is going to go initially?
Yeah, the money is requested by teachers. We've even had some student groups request money. So they fill out a grant form request that's available to them online. Then they have to take that to their immediate administrator, who in turn has the superintendent sign off on it. So that way there are some checks and balances to make sure that it is something that we could pay for. That said, we've had some requests get all the way to our meeting, and then the superintendent, who is a non-voting member of the foundation, by the way, say, you know what, I think we can get some funding from other sources for that, and so that request then would be denied. But the teacher has to prove that it's going to help a lot of children or students. They have to show the benefit to the school district as well as to the students. And we hope it's creative in what they're doing.
Yeah, but it has to be really exciting, I would think, for teachers to know that if they really think they need something, to say, hey, at least I could try for this grant. And of course, the board makes the final decision on it.
That's right. And right now, it's a little bit discouraging for teachers because we've had to deny a lot more requests than we did in the past, simply because our funds are in protected or safe, very safe investments,
uh-huh,
I guess. And uh-huh. So when they come to us, we say, well, I'm sorry, we can't, just because we don't have enough money in our general fund, or their project doesn't fit into one of the funds that people have set up. For example, we have one family that said, we'll donate this X amount of money for vocational ag projects. So if the request comes in, say, from the journalism department, we can't use the money that might be available from that vocational program or fund, I guess.
And we can talk some more about some of those specialties. But I want to go back a bit then, Sue, to some of that history. When did this start? How long has this been going on?
It's actually been going for 30 years.
That's amazing. I don't have kids in school going, I don't know anything about it. And it's 30 years old.
30 years old. I think we're kind of a quiet foundation. But anyway, Dr. Dave Eltz, who was superintendent back in 1984, had been going around to different meetings and was hearing that there were foundations being started by public schools around the country. So he came then contacted different community leaders and educators to see if they would be interested in forming a foundation here in Atlantic. So he contacted at that time Ann Wickman, Pat McCauley, Fritz Simpson, Donna Rorick, Jim Hunt, Terry Rutherford, Keith Swanson, and Jim Tyler to serve on that first board. And Ann Wickman served as the president of that board. I don't know how they got their first money, but they had $1,200 to start.
And $1,200.
Yeah. And a dream. They decided that they wanted to make that foundation grow financially. They wanted to grow the endowment base, but they also wanted to grow how people became aware of it, the foundation itself, and let people know about it. So they had this plan, and slowly the donations started rolling in, and now we manage just under $3.3 million.
That is just incredible, Sue, just incredible. And think how that's grown since 1984. I mean, 30 years, that's a big growth from 1,200 to over 3 million.
Right,
wow,
and
that
first, the foundation awarded one scholarship that year, and it was a $500 scholarship. And today we award many more. The foundation itself manages three big scholarships, but then we manage the funds that have awarded, well, last year awarded 53 students over $53,000 worth of scholarships.
Now, do all of these scholarships go to high school graduates, or are there some other options?
No, the majority of them go to high school graduates. However, there is one scholarship that is open to members of the community or Cass County who want to go into nursing. So if I, at this late stage of my life, wanted to go back to school and get a new career in nursing, I could apply for that scholarship, and that's the Cecil Kopecky scholarship. Okay. She was a longtime nurse here.
Okay, and so, and most of these are given as a student graduates. Any options for that continuing?
There are a few scholarships that we manage that are renewable. The student has to maintain their grade point average once they are in college. So there's the Hess scholarship is renewable for all 4 years. And then there are others that are renewable that second year. So many times scholarships are given out as kids are freshmen, but then they are lost after that. So simply because there are no funds for that. So
scholarships, a big chunk of money goes to scholarships, but certainly not all. In fact, maybe not even the majority. So let's talk about other things that this foundation money is spent for.
Well, we last year during the 2013-2014 school year, we awarded $98,000 worth of grants to our school district. Those grants ranged from a $20,000 laser engraver for the wood processes class to a $300 grant for the eighth grade U.S. history class to have the Civil War presenters come in, and then anywhere in between. Other things that we contributed money to were the High School Leadership Academy. We gave welding equipment to the Ag Department. We bought lights and fog machine for the Music Department and the Drama Department, I guess. We purchased a camera and lenses for the photography classes, and just all different kinds. There a portable sound system at Washington Elementary School, microphones for the high school. All of the schools can teachers from all the schools can apply, whether that's the Link Center all the way up to the high school.
So. And mentioning that, you know, so often when we think about scholarships, they're often for those students that are graduating. But you're talking about the whole community school system from maybe pre-kindergarten.
Pre-kindergarten all the way through high school for the different projects that we support, and that's where the teacher would apply for this, you know, talk about his or her class and what they're doing and what the need is. They have to do a little research as to how much money this item will cost or this program will cost, and then we award that money based on what we have available at that time. I said we have a lot of money in the school foundation. However, a lot of that is restricted. We cannot use it just at our own discretion.
Well, and you don't want to spend all the money because you want to keep it going. So you've got to have all that
exactly.
money that's invested
to
keep this going throughout time. How do you get money?
Atlantic is just so generous. Over the years, we've had many, many people who've decided through their estates that they're going to leave money to the foundation. They've been very educationally minded, and they just leave us this money, which is wonderful. We also have some people who are still alive and well, and they have given us money anonymously to be used across the board at the in the different departments. And so
you're not fundraisers.
No,
all
we don't.
Of your money.
We are not fundraisers. We don't go around having a big project that we go ask money for. This is simply through the generosity of our people here in Atlantic.
And probably many students, many past students, many alumni, but others also.
Exactly right. Exactly right. We've had people from all over give money. It's great.
It is. Sue's smiling here. If we had TV, we'd see how she's smiling because, of course, it is a wonderful project, and it has to feel really good when you as a group can give money to enrich the school program. So, Sue, if they want more information, you might even come give a program. If they want more information, exactly, what should they do?
They can call me at 249-6912. If you're feeling very generous and want to give money, you can send a check made out to the Atlantic Community School Foundation to Steve Chepsky at the AMU office here in Atlantic. He's our treasurer. And we take donations big and small. This is the time of year where we do send out a letter asking people for money. If you're not on that mailing list and would like to be, you can certainly call and we'll let you know where your money can be sent. The foundation is a 501(c), which means any donation given is tax deductible.
Who else is on the board currently?
Our current board is made up of myself, Kirk Nelson,
and you mentioned Steve.
Steve Chepsky, Raleigh Landsness, Teresa Hohenberger, Stacy Bean, David Wiederstein, Bill Pellet, Denny Studelberg.
All right.
And I hope I have everybody in there.
I kind of
Dr. Amstein serves as a non-voting member.
Sure. We want to thank you very much, Sue Hunt, for bringing us up to date, making us aware of the Atlantic Community School Foundation. And until next time, here's a thought. Don't compare your life to others. You have no idea what their journey is all about.